time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. William White is on the line from Portland, Oregon. William, welcome to PT.
Thank you so much, Fred. Pleasure to be with you.
Oh, so glad to have you. William, I often ask callers about their musical background, but I think for you it's all foreground. Tell me about your life in music.
Well, I am actually a composer and a conductor by trade, and I also, sort of on the side, have a YouTube channel called Ask a Maestro, where I answer questions about the history and society of classical music.
Yeah, in interesting and insightful ways, and kind of like the Piano Puzzler, it's fun and you learn something at the same time.
I definitely feel a real simpatico relationship with Piano Puzzler.
Well, then it's just perfect that you've called in. Bruce is about to play this for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. I don't know what's coming either. I suspect you won't need my help, but here I am as your fallback, as your phone-a-friend, just in case. Okay, so here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Wow.
Strange.
Angular. William, what do you think? What did you hear in that Piano Puzzler?
Well, let me talk you through what I got here. definitely hearing some kind of slightly discordant and jarring harmonies. Then there's definitely a march aspect going on underneath.
Yes, yes.
Now, I feel like perhaps there's a reference to a certain kind of a march. One that a soldier might march. Am I on the right track there?
Yes, you are. Yes, yes.
So that's leading me to the composer Igor Stravinsky, the composer of L'Histoire d'un Soldat.
Oui. The Soldier's Tale by Igor Stravinsky. Oh, man. Totally nailed it.
Got it. Yes, it's the Soldier's March with a tune that Stravinsky did not write.
Right. Now, the tune, I recognize it. I could sing it to
really?
You. Yeah, but I can't put my finger on the name of it.
Okay. Do you want to sing a little bit of it, or?
Yeah. Da-dee-da-dee.
You're very close, and I think the reason you're not quite nailing it is you're leaving out a little bit. So maybe I should play the opening again.
Or yes, something. Please.
I would love if you play the opening again. This has got to be from a musical theater piece, right?
It's that world, yeah.
Gershwin, maybe?
It is Gershwin.
Wow.
It is Gershwin. Absolutely.
It's so on the tip of it, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it.
It is hard to get
any
the...
Any clues?
Let's see. Actually, maybe if you listen to this spot here, maybe this will help you get the title. And it ends,
You know, like I said, I could hum it, but I just don't think I'm going to get the lyrics.
Da, 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 da. All right, that's it. You got it. That's it.
And then the title is right after that. What's the title?
Well, the title is here. Here's the title.
Oh, man.
This is Ah, Fred has a finger in the air, so I think he's got it.
Fred, what do you have?
But not for me.
Correct.
But not for me.
But not for me.
There you have it.
I'm not
They're singing songs of love, but not for me. You know, I'm changing the chords. That's what I do for a living.
All right, so a song by George Gershwin, but not for me, redone in the style of Igor Stravinsky, and even more specifically, The Soldier's Tale by Igor Stravinsky. And William, you nailed that right out of the gate. I mean, you recognized the sound and style of Stravinsky and even identified the particular piece that Bruce was referring to. So nicely done.
Well, thank you so much. I got lucky. And all I can say is, you know, this show is just so great. It's so educational. You know, even in, if you don't win, you know, you learn something every time.
I love that.
I really appreciate that about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now that we know, Bruce, could we hear this all the way through one more time?
I'll play it for you, Fred, but not for me.
You know, now I'm laughing about the fact that these two were written not that far apart from each other in time.
Oh, Stravinsky and Gershwin knew each other.
Yeah, yeah. There's a famous picture of them at a party together.
Yes, I know where that... There are several parties, but the one that just... I love the story is that Gershwin went to a party at Edward G. Robinson's house. And the party was in honor of Stravinsky because Edward G. Robinson was no gangster. He was a big classical music guy and he was friends with living composers, and he wasn't friends with any dead composers as far as I know. And Gershwin came just to hear the Stravinsky. And at that concert, he was sitting next to Paulette Goddard, who was married to Charlie Chaplin. And apparently he said to her, "I wish I could write music like that." And she said, "Why don't you try? I bet you could." And they had an affair.
Wow. Boy, the things you learn on this show.
So a song by Gershwin in the style of Igor Stravinsky, this week's Piano Puzzler. William White, when you're not appearing on the Piano Puzzler, how do you hear us?
You know, I listen to it on the podcast. I'm really enjoying that format.
Very nice. The podcast available on the PT page at yourclassical.org or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. William White, composer and conductor from Portland, Oregon, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.